Herzlich willkommen zum Retten-Podcast aus der Rubrik First Aid for Your English. Den englischen und deutschen Text finden Sie in der aktuellen Ausgabe von Retten, das Fachmagazin für den Rettungsdienst.
Do you have an allergy? Emergency call. Thomas Meyerhoff and Claudia Gerold receive an emergency call on the way back to the ambulance station. Location: barbecue area in the Weilheimer Forest. The patient has an allergic reaction to an insect sting. The emergency doctor is on his way already. Claudia knows the route and steers the ambulance along gravel roads to the barbecue area. After about 10 minutes, they arrive at the location. I'll take the ECG and the suction unit. Can you take the emergency rucksack and the oxygen, please? Says Thomas. By now, they have become a well-practiced team and can communicate with few words. Situation at the scene. At the barbecue area, several people are standing around a young man who is sitting on the floor. He is breathing heavily and supported by a friend. Hello, my name is Thomas Meyerhoff and this is my colleague Claudia Gerold. How can we help you? Says Thomas to the patient and his friends. Manfred groans and his friend answers for him. This is my friend Manfred. He has an allergy and he has been stung in the mouth by a bee. While Claudia prepares the oxygen mask and gets ready to measure his blood pressure, Thomas lets them explain the situation up to their arrival. Case history. After Manfred has been stung by the bee, he felt okay for a little while. But then, after around 2 minutes, his condition clearly worsened. He was visibly agitated and complained of increasing dizziness and discomfort. His bright red face and the swelling of his eyelids and mouth were noticeable. His friends called the emergency services and carried Manfred on a handcar the rest of the way back to the barbecue area. There in the shade, they cooled the area around the sting with an ice cube. Physical examination. Claudia has finished examining the patients and summarizes the results for Thomas. His pulse is tachycardic with a frequency of 120 per minute, the ECG doesn't show anything, and his blood pressure is stable at 130 millimeters of mercury systolic. His breathing is difficult, and with auscultation, an expiratory stridor can be heard. I'm sure you can see his angioedema. Thomas nods and says, can you draw 0.5 milligrams of adrenaline into a 5 milliliter syringe for me, please? I put an intravenous line into him while you do that. Administration of adrenaline according to guidelines. In accordance with the regional guidelines, Thomas administered 0.1 milligrams of adrenaline intravenously and flushes this quickly with a balanced electrolyte solution. He then repeats the process 2 minutes later. Manfred's condition stabilizes visibly. After a further 0.1 milligrams of adrenaline, his breathing improves and he can speak again. By the time the emergency doctor arrives, the situation has relaxed and the relief friends are making jokes. That was a nice shock you gave us there, Manfred. Hand over to the emergency doctor. Hello, Fred, Thomas greets the doctor. He describes what has happened since the medical team arrived, the results of their examination, and the measures they have taken. In line with our guidelines, we gave him adrenaline fractionally, in 0.1 milligram steps, and the symptoms stabilized after the third dose. The emergency doctor nods in recognition and listens to the patient's lungs once more. Looks good. I think, though, to be on the safe side, you should come with us to the hospital, Manfred. If you have no more symptoms in the next few hours, then you can go home tonight.
Der Text stammt von Rico Kuhnke und Steven Dotz. Gesprochen wurde er von Nina Ospelt. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören und bis zum nächsten Mal. Ihre Rettenredaktion.